There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let us just wrap up on a couple of the comments that have been coming through in this second hour of the show. We spoke Serena Williams a little earlier on with Andre Gershel, who is here in studio. He of Baker & Spice. He is Mr. Baker & Spice. He gave us a very sort of passionate take on Serena Williams and thinking the fact that she'd become an icon and her behaviour on court, well, not completely justified, was to be expected. Andre has hit the nail on the head when he said she is a role model, but that is where it ends, says one of our listeners this morning. Goes on to say, as a role model, I expect her to set an example. There are rules to follow, and that applies to all. The official's ruling needs to be respected. This is what I expect from a law-abiding society and from my children, not an attitude that the normal rules don't apply if you are famous, if you are a famous somebody. I see this attitude everywhere. And every day, the way parents double park their cars outside of schools, the way people skip queues, disregard of rules of the roads, speed limits, one ways, blah, blah, blah. There seems to be a general attitude that if you are important enough, aka Queen Williams, that you are beyond the rules. Andre has just confirmed this attitude. I'm sorry, but this is wrong. Add this to the ego boost that the world has gotten since social media has made everyone feel that they are something unique and special, and we are headed to anarchy. Not sure if anarchy is on the cards, but appreciate those thoughts all the same. Is that something that you'd agree with? Then we'd love your thoughts. And talking of manners, that's something that we will discuss in more detail in the final hour of the show. Why? Because we are led to believe that, courtesy of research out of the University of Bristol recently, that old manners, Joe, have been thrown out the window. It's not to say that manners per se are going out the window, but old manners are being replaced by a new rewrite of manners at the moment.
I think, again, referring to the message that you just read out, I see this attitude every day, the way parents double park their cars outside of schools and the rules. And rules are a bit like manners and behaviour and being polite, isn't it? It's impolite to double park your car and to break the rules. You're just being rude. They are rewriting the rules.
But equally, because no one's implying those rules. Okay, so take that example, that little example. How often do you see long-suffering security guards in school playgrounds or anywhere in this environment just being berated by people, ignored by people, or just have a blind eye turn to them? And because they have no power to impose what they are trying to do, which is keeping the traffic moving or otherwise, it becomes very difficult to do that. If you've not got somebody policing that and handing out fines and something that is going to leave something of a legacy of sorts to the person that is causing the problems, then you do it again and again and again.
No, you don't. Not if you've got good manners. Oh. And you're polite and respectful of every single person who we live with in our society.
But is that therefore evidence of the fact that you don't need good manners to get along in society these days? In fact, bad manners, it's okay, according to the research that we've got in front of us. Talking manners, why University of Bristol have released some research analysis suggesting that manners don't really matter these days. It's okay to have bad manners. Tell me more, Joe McKibben.
Well, at their most basic level, manners are a set of shared rules that help us show consideration for other people. And you know, audiences are being increasingly shamed for bringing food in, talking, using iPads, iPads and phones in theatres. And yet, is it fair to expect people to conform to our older ideals of what manners really are and what good behaviour is? You know, bad behaviour in the theatre is often met with accusations of selfishness and lack of consideration for others. And it's about drawing the line between, you know, appropriate behaviour and inappropriate behaviour. And really, you know, you can also shame strangers for their behaviour.
Yeah, but can you? Can you hear? Who feels comfortable shaming anybody here without the fear of getting in trouble? Because there's such a grey area here with regards to what you can and can't do on social media or elsewhere with regards to somebody else's privacy. And I suppose the thing that strikes me in all these conversations is common sense. You need to apply a little bit of common sense. But then that's very easy to say when you're just constantly being bombarded with anything but common sense from other people.
I think it depends on, you know, different situations and all areas of behaviour. For example, they can have unanticipated consequences. So there was a survey of mothers in Scotland who found that a quarter of them had been made to feel uncomfortable about breastfeeding in public. And it was a response to, is that a response to the low breastfeeding rate? I.e. they were made to feel bad, so they don't do it. And they were being made to feel bad by people looking at them and shaming in them in that way. So it's not a public online shaming. It's the way you're ostracised within a social situation. Here, I think it's the opposite, actually, and people breastfeed all over the place. But it's about deciding what's acceptable. And it's about making judgments. And really, we should all be coexisting. And I think we all coexist here very well. And it's a melting pot of many different cultures and behaviour. And that goes back to the roads as well. Actually, the driving here isn't that bad. If I wouldn't be able to drive on the roads in India.
But that begs the question. But that doesn't mean that there are still rude people on the roads here at the UAE. There are people constantly trying to. People don't think they need to join a queue like the majority of others to get off an intersection or get into a car park or get into wherever. They feel that they can just go to the front of the queue and barge in.
I think that's the minority.
Okay. Is that the minority? If so, we'd like your thoughts. Good manners are free and absolutely priceless, says somebody. No name with that one. Marissa's been in touch there. Manners are your external way of expressing our respect for others, and bad manners just show you are selfish. I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. And a great one that's just come in as well from somebody who is apologising, saying, I'm sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now. No, don't get off it. Stay on the soapbox, because this is your radio soapbox, if you like. This is your opportunity to air your opinions on a whole variety of subjects. Manners being just one of those. But our listener on the soapbox said, hearing you relate the stories that you've just been talking about, I realise my opinion sounds quite strong. But last night, returning to Dubai, I witnessed a whole bunch of passengers standing up while the aircraft was taxiing. The cabin crew asked everyone to sit, but there were a few passengers who just plainly ignored them. I'll admit at this point that I am a pilot and therefore quite passionate about this ill behaviour. But does it not show a general attitude very prevalent today? It starts with the role models. Ask yourself this question. Why did Andre have to mention how much money she made, as in Serena Williams, 29 million? Are we to believe that once you are worth a certain amount, that rules, manners, etc. don't apply? Having manners is a form of respect for others. Disregarding rules is disrespectful. Thank you very much indeed for that. Yeah, I mean, the aircraft one, we could go on for another hour, couldn't we, with some of the manners that you see on aircrafts?
Oh, we really could. And exactly the same happened to me on my return to Dubai at the end of the summer, when we were all expressly asked to remain in our seats once the plane had stopped taxiing, because there had been a medical emergency on board. So the paramedics had to come on before anyone moved. I cannot tell you how many people completely ignored the cabin crew time and time again, until they had to really be quite firm and say, you have to remain in your seats.
Are bad manners ever acceptable? Asks Carol, who's been in touch with us. There's usually a diplomatic way out of most situations. In other cases, intent can make a difference. For example, shoving someone out of your way on the pavement just because they're walking too slowly is rude, says Carol. Shoving someone out the path of an oncoming vehicle is not. The act of shoving is the same in both instances, but the heroism in the second case exonerates the shover. Thank you for that one. What about another one that's just come through as well? On a similar note, in fact, from one of our listeners out there, remember to put your names with these ones. If you're, it's from Jeet has texted in saying, if you're walking in a crowded space like a hallway, don't stop right in the middle, especially at the very least, move to the side. That seems to be one of those modern manners that has gone out the way. Again, driven by technology to a certain degree, because people, well, we see it on the roads, but equally we see it when people are walking. They're just slow to a sort of shuffling pace because they've got something appear on their phone.
Well, can you
regardless of anyone behind them?
Well, there's this new ideas being touted around about putting road signs on the pavement. So printing the road sign on the pavement so that when people are looking down at their mobile phones, they'll see the stop sign on the pavement.
Andy's been in touch. A bit basic, but why not Andy as well? Has it become normal that people just don't flush public toilets? Andy, it's a good news, but thank you very much indeed. Manners, where have they gone? Or have they gone? Are we just being too sensitive to the fact that, I mean, the manners get your head in life, do they? Do they really? Do they make you a millionaire? Does it matter if you're a millionaire? Is that where a lot of us are going in this sort of breakneck world, the breakneck speed world that we live in at present? Do manners still have a place in the modern world? That's one question we'd like you to get your thoughts into us. Text thoughts to 40.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.